Okay, turn your Bible to the book of Genesis 46. Beautiful saying, beautiful testimony. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, and it's good to see people want to come to church. You had to want to come tonight. Amen. It was a blessing when I pulled up and the parking lot was full. That was a blessing. It speaks volumes of your love for the Lord. It really does. It speaks volumes. Appreciate it. Amen. And good to be in the house of the Lord. Now, I know some of you, and most of them in Jackson County, I know about everybody but that in church, but I don't know a lot of them. Most of you, I know the best is in the back rows, and I'm not sure what that means, but it doesn't speak well of me. I don't think all of them sitting in the back that I know the best. Genesis 46. Thank you for the opportunity. I always come to help and come to be helped. It's always about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's not about us or you. It's about Jesus Christ. Us or you didn't die for our sins, and us and you cannot do anything to get us to heaven except tell you about the grace of God. Amen. Genesis 46, verses 1 through 4. Stand if you want, if you wish. Genesis 46, good to have Gary Blackwell with us. You all that knew Don Blackwell, his son. We've been good Christian brothers for the last 40-some years, knowing each other all our lives, I guess, but appreciate what God does. 46 and 1 of Genesis. And Israel took his journey with all they had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifice unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in a vision of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt. For I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thy eyes. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your love and your mercy, and we thank you, Lord, for your great grace. And again, Lord, we thank you for saving our souls. Make us whole. We thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. Lord, we say not those things lightly. We say them because we mean them with all of our hearts. God, we thank you for your guiding hand, always safely guiding through the seen and the unseen times. We thank you. Lord, we thank you for this on-purpose assembly tonight, God, that people that want to know more about you and, Lord, want to come and worship you and praise your name. We thank you, Lord, for the dedication for this privilege. God, we thank you for the beautiful songs of Zion, Lord, and for the privilege of prayer and for the testimonies. God, we thank you. Now we come to this part of the service, God, in the message. And again, Lord, we ask for your anointing power, God, that you anoint physically that we may preach the word of God in the strength of the flesh. But above all, God, that you anoint spiritually, may preach thy word in the power of the Spirit. Lord, you may tie together the loose ends and fill the voids we leave because of our inabilities. Let thy word go out freely. Let it accomplish, Lord, that which you have set forth, bring to our remembrance the things in which we've read or heard or seen, God, those things which you have us to say. We always need your help. So we thank you and we love you. We ask these for thy anointing. In thy name we ask. In thy name, dear Jesus. Amen. Amen. From this beautiful scripture, I want to go to verse 4 as a text verse. He said, God is speaking, he said, I will go down with thee into Egypt. I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thy eyes, that is, in death. That's one of those verses that should jump out at you. I will go down with you in Egypt. Now, before we get into the message, we know what Egypt stands for and what happened in Egypt. And after 430 years, then God brought them out for all the slavery and all the things that happened in Egypt. But God said, I will go down with you. And I will also surely bring thee up. That kind of says God's going to be with him all the time, didn't it? With him all the time. Amen. What I want to preach on tonight is I will go with you. And the Lord says here, I will go with you. There are times in our life that we don't know what to do. We're trying to make a decision, maybe on a job, or we're trying to make a decision on what to do, and we're trying to make a decision on a journey, and we don't know quite what to do. And we try to pray, and we try to seek God's will, and we seek, and sometimes we just don't have all the information to make the right decision. That's when we have to have one of those verses. I say everybody needs a verse, a life verse, I call it. Everybody needs a verse that you go to in the times of trouble. Everybody needs a verse that you go to in times of seeking. Everybody needs a verse that you go to in times of sorrow or times of blessing or times of need. You need a verse. And that may be one of those times you go to that verse. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, he shall direct thy path. Sometimes I pray, Lord, if it be thy will, let this happen. Sometimes I pray, Lord, if it's not thy will, don't let it happen. Lord, I'm going to move this way, and I don't really know. And I don't really know. But if you don't want it, then don't let it happen. If you don't want it, don't let that door open. If you don't want it, don't let me go there. And I trust God in either way. We always must step out on faith. We must step out on faith. The idea, and we all know about that, and we all heard about that. And if I ask the question around the congregation, do you believe that the just lives by faith? And we'll all say, oh yeah, the just lives by faith. Amen. The just lives by faith. And we say, and if you're a little Bible knowledge, you might say, it says that four times in the Bible, the just shall live by faith. And we know we have to live by faith. We haven't seen God with the natural eye, and we all know that. But when it comes to the reality of it, we sometimes have to stop for a while because we're still fight the battles of the flesh. When you got saved, God saved you on the inside. You became a new creature in Christ Jesus. And you were saved, but you still had the battles of the flesh. Amen. And if you want to look at it this way, when you die fleshly. I tell people, when I die, I ain't plumb dead. On the outside died. Only the fleshly part died. The inner part never dies. Amen. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. That's why I have no fear of death. A spirit. Spiritually, I don't even think about it. Why will I think about death, spiritually, if I'm not going to die? Why will I think about it? I never even consider spiritually death. I never even consider dying when it comes to spiritual. I just know. I think Kevin said last night, and you can say it different ways. I think we say goodbye over here. They say welcome over there. Amen. And I tell people all the time, I love to preach about heaven because you all don't know a bit more about it than I do. I wore out a bunch of Bibles, amen, and I stayed and I wore out a bunch of Bibles. You all know everything you read about heaven, I've read also. I don't care what other books you read, the only thing you know about heaven is what's recorded in this book. God is not going to give someone else another vision. God is not going to give someone else. It may sound good, it may look good, it may feel good, but you're not going to add one thing to God's word. It's settled, it's finished, it can't be added to. It's complete. It's forever complete. What an amazing book. Still up to date. More up to date than tomorrow's newspaper. Said, I will go with you, he told me. I'll go with you. I said, I know they're just to live by faith. And I know I'm going to live by faith. And you're going to live by faith. Amen. When we go through, that's easy. As long as we're telling somebody else how to do that, it's easy. As long as it's them in the valley, or it's them that's in the trial, or it's them that don't know what to do, it's easy for us to stand up and say, hey, just remember, just live by faith. But then when the tides turn, it gets a little tougher. As the song would say, life is easy when we're up on the mountain. Amen. It's easy to praise the Lord. We sometimes have the idea that we only grow when we're on the mountaintop. You're not even designed to stay on the mountaintop experience all your life. You're not designed to be that way. You're not designed to be built that way. You probably wouldn't be good. No good for anybody to put it in redneck English. Amen. If you stayed on the mountaintop all the time, you're also designed to walk through the valley. I want to remind you though what David said. Yeah, though. last night with me. His cup overflowed. It overflowed in the valley. Are you kidding me? My cup overflows. You can be blessed in the valley. You can be blessed. I tell people sometimes in the middle of the trial, you need to stop and you need to tell yourself or tell the Lord or tell the enemy, whoever you want to tell. You say, I'm going to interrupt this trial for a while with a blessing. I'm going to interrupt this trial with the praise. Amen. I'm weary and I'm tired. And that's not seeming to work. It seems like I don't have anything. It seems like I'm not getting the breath. So let's try something else. Let's just try. Hey, I'm going to stand up and say, thank you, Lord. I'm going to stand up and say, I praise you, Lord, because you said you would go down to Egypt. Amen. With Israel and Joseph, Isaac and Jacob, you'd go down to Egypt. I'll go down with you. And I'll bring you back up. There's never a valley I go through the Lord's not there. There may be times I don't know where He's at, but He always knows where I'm in. Amen. Job was searched for the Lord. He said, if I could just find Him, if I could just plead my cause before Him. But then Job would say, when He tries me, I'll come forth. He won't find any secret drawers. I'll come forth in gold. So I come under the point. God always knows where I am. And as long as I'm saved in His will, I'm always going to be with Him. Amen. So I like this. As we go on, Jacob, or Israel, his name changed to Israel. Amen. He could not possibly understand all that God was going to do. There's no way he could visualize all that God was going to do. When he said, Israel, I want you to go. Look what he said in verse 1. Israel took his journey with all they had. Amen. Amen. When I start from heaven, I just take everything I got. Amen. I'm not planning on going back and getting anything else. Amen. I took it with all that I had. My stakes over there. My desires over there. My hopes over there. My life is over there. My name's written down over there. Amen. Leave this world behind. I'm headed for the Lord. Headed for heaven. He left all they had. He said, I'll go down about 50 years before. About 50 years has passed from the time that Jacob left his home with Esau and Jacob. And he left to look for a wife. As his father sent him down to look for a wife in Canaan. That night he dreamed the dream of a ladder going up to heaven. Angels and God descending and ascending up on the ladder. He said, I'm going to bring you down. I'll be with you 50 years later. Let me tell you, if God promised you, I promise you, don't ever let the enemy take it away. If it's God that promised you something, don't let the enemy reach down and grab it away from you. I'll go with you. So he journeyed. He took all, and he took all they had. We see Abraham doing the same thing. About Exodus 12. Abraham, at 75 years old, he said, hey, Abraham, I want you to start a new life. Just forget all of that and start a new life. And when Abraham heard that, he just immediately went. Amen. Just immediately left. The best way to get saved is just immediately go. Amen. The best way to obey God, a lot of people will talk themselves right out of the blessing. The Lord will say, sing me a song. Or the Lord will say, raise your hand. Or the Lord will say, say amen. Or the Lord will say, shout for me. And we'll begin to reason ourselves. It's not the right time. It's not the right place. I'll feel foolish. And we'll reason ourselves. The blessing. The best time to do it when the Lord tells you to do something, do it. Amen. So, best time I have revival when the Lord tells you. I was praying today about revival. I said, let me tell you. I haven't met your pastor last night. I was talking on the phone. I said, I know he was led by the Lord. I don't care whether there's one there tonight or two. I don't care what. I always just preach for the Lord. Amen. And I say, I don't know. The only thing I do know, no more than I've known him, and no more than I've met him. And I said, my spirit bear witness. I know this. It may be snow. It may be cold. It may be bad. The only thing I do know is God is in the arraignment and God meant to have revival this week. Didn't doubt it for a second, brother. Didn't doubt it for a second. Now, it was easier to believe that last night of 40-some degrees. Amen. Easy. Everybody was with you last night. Wait, boy, you called the right revival. You called the right. There's nothing like a January revival if the weather's good. Hey, you all got cabin fever. You want to get out? Nothing like a January revival if. Praise God, you fooled the enemy anyway. Hey, everybody will be behind you Monday night, Sunday night, and Monday night, and then Tuesday. They watch the news. Oh, and they dramatize it. They dramatize it so much nowadays. I've seen snow all my life, and I never knew it was so bad. I've seen rain all my life. I didn't know it was so bad. You predict 2 inches of snow, they clean all the bread off of themselves. Why do you think you're going to be standing for days and days? The state roads out there plowing. Hey, man, for the last 30 years, I worked at the plant. I drove every day from Elkview and two-wheel drive the cars. I missed one day because of the snow. That was called about 12, 13 trees across the road going out of my house. Panic. They stand in the water. What they're talking about, the high water, and still stand on the bank. They get down in the water. I wish people would get the fear of the Lord. I hear people talking about the weather. Oh, we're all how bad's going to be. Hey, man, stoke up on bread, stoke up on that. Get you a jar of peanut butter and a sack of flour, you can make it all winter. Don't worry about it. Praise the Lord. He said, I will go with you. I believe he's going to be with me. Amen. I believe he's going to be with me. So Abraham, he did the same thing when you're going to offer up Isaac. The same thing. Abraham, I want you to take your child, the child you love. I want you to offer him as an offering. Now everybody else, somebody will say, would that be, what would you do? I said, that question would only be applied to one person in all the Bible. That's Abraham. God used the Old Testament as examples so we can understand grace. Those of you all don't like the Old Testament, don't think we ought to have it, first of all, you're saying God made a mistake by giving it. So now if you're going to ask me who I'm going to back more, you or God, well, sorry about your luck, Chuck. Secondly, all you try to answer me the questions out of the new without referring back to mine. How come Jesus died? Answer that without referring back to the Old Testament. Amen. How come grace come? Answer that without referring back to the Old Testament. Amen. How come has salvation came? Answer that without referring back to the Old Testament. You won't have a clue. You don't have an answer without knowing. Amen. So Abraham was going to sacrifice his son, his promised son. Amen. The one against all hope. He believed in hope. Against all possibility. Against all medical reasons. Amen. He said, you're going to have a son. He's the son of promise. Not like the son of Hagar, who was in bondage. He was the son of promise. And then when God brought him, he said, Abraham, take this boy at that time, around 17 or 20 years old, 17, take him and sacrifice him. He arose early in the morning and went, I can't. That's beyond my almost understanding. Arose early. I can understand that maybe if he tarried and waited until the Lord said, Abraham, you got to go, until Abraham would finally say, hey, I just got to do this. He just arose early. Amen. There is a need to arise early. We need to believe God early. When God tells us something, we need to believe early. If God tells you to shout at 7:05 and you wait till 9:05, you've done lost a while of it. We need to rise early because we believe Him most that way. He rose early. And of course, the great lesson here, the fire and where the and wood, but where's the sacrifice? And one of the most blessed verses of all the Bible, Son, God will provide Himself. Amen. Now, if you can see Jesus Christ in there, amen. And then to the last moment, as the ram caught by the horns in the thicket, probably symbolizing the cross, God, but let me tell you something else. Abraham went to a mountain, but he found the one. He said, that's the one. That's the one I got to go on. Hey, he went to the right mountain. That's where God had the right lamb. Ram, you have to go where God tells you. They end up on the wrong mountain. So I will go with you, he said. So there's hurrying along. Jacob said he had to leave at 8:30, so I'll get most of it. I said, you'll get at least half of it. You all did the math on that real quick. So that kind of worries you, didn't it? I mean, up to now, it's all fun and games. Up to now, you was backing me 100% and the pastor 100% for calling me. But when we had a time, it got a little nerve-wracking, didn't it? Okay. Isaiah 43. I was teasing him, I think. Isaiah 43. If you mark in your Bibles, then that's up to you. It's up to me if I mark in mine, which I do. Amen. If you mark in your Bible and you want to mark Isaiah 43, if you want a verse, that's a blessing. And in my Bible, many years ago, as I went to work every morning for years, the old evangelist, Bay Jackson, was on the radio. Amen. It'd come on, I think, from coast to coast and border to border. Amen. Broadcasting for Jesus. The truck driver special, Brother Bay Jackson. And the next one, you hear, beloved, and you'd be into a message. I liked him. But anyway, he said a story one time, and I can't remember the name of the people who went to visit someone in the hospital, and Sister Amy, whoever, went and visited in the hospital, and he picked up a Bible, made it home anyway, picked up a Bible and leafed through, and every once in a while you come up on a verse. And out from that verse, there wouldn't be other writing, but there'd be a TP. He'd go on, he'd read, and look, and every once in a while he'd come up on a verse. Out there would be another TP. No other explanation, it's TP. Finally, he said, Sister Amy, what does TP mean? She said, oh, Brother Mays, those are verses I've tried and proven. Amen. So if you want to put a TP beside it, Isaiah 43, where I got this new Bible 4 or 5 years ago. Amen. When the first time I read that in this one, I put a TP. See if you can put a TP tried and proven outside of this one. Isaiah 43:1. But now thus saith the Lord that created the old Jacob, he that formed the old Israel, fear not. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passes through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle up on thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy servant. I gave Egypt for a ransom, Egypt to receive it for thee. Hey, I like that. When I walk through the raw waters, in the river, he's going to be with me. You pass through the fire, he's going to be with thee. When I go through a trial, he's going to be with me. If I'm going down to Egypt, he's going to be with me. He was with Noah when he built the ark. After the ark was built, he said, come on in, Noah. That means he's inside. A year later, amen, when all the floods subsided, he said, go for it. That means he's still there. Amen. God is always with me. I will be with thee. The Bible puts a real simple in the Old Testament. Couple of different places, and Solomon, also one of the kings, Asa, he said, now, you stay with me, or prepare for I'll be with you. You forsake me, I'll forsake you. Does anybody need any interpretation on that? Amen. Amen. Is there any interpretation that we need on that? You forsake me, I'll forsake you. Amen. Hey, I like that. I'll be with you. I know what works. He said, Clarence, if you add to your faith verse here in 2 Peter, and the verse you knowledge, and knowledge temperance, the temporary brother godliness, and the godliness brother kindness, and this charity, knowledge and charity, if these things be and abound in you, it'll make you that you'll not be unfruitful or not in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, now he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and forgotten that he was purged from the old sin. Wherefore give diligence, brother, to make your calling and election sure. For if there's 1,500 and some ifs in the Bible, they tell me. I didn't count them personally, but I'm going to take the word. If you disagree, you correct me outside in the quiet where no one knows. Don't embarrass me in the middle of a message. If you do these things, ye shall never fall. So I know that will work. Amen. Knowledge and temperance and kindness, brother. I know these things work. Amen. I like to do what works, don't you? Amen. If I'm working on something, I like to do what works. Amen. I like to do what works. It works for me to go to the house of God. It works for me not to forsake the assembly of myself together. It works for me to become a new Christian in Christ Jesus. It works for me to say, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. People tell me, I love the Lord. I just don't keep His commandments. I say, well, the Bible says if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I mean, I don't want to sound harsh, but somebody tell me today, and I think I say it all the time, when somebody said, I don't cuss unless I get mad, I said, that's good. That means you don't steal unless you're tempted. I mean, is that good reasoning? Most of the cars I had in my life, nobody would have stolen if I would have put the keys on the antenna. For years past. So I wouldn't steal a GO3 cylinder banged up back, but a Corvette now. I don't think it says. It don't separate that in the Bible, does it? No, steal a GO, but Corvettes are all right. I don't believe that separates. Amen. So I will go with you. Amen. I'll go with you wherever you are, through the fire, through the flame. I'll be with you. Amen. He'll be with us. A salvation. Jonah. He was with Jonah even in the belly of the whale as he went down to the depths of the ocean, to the mountains. And God's inspiration, only God to his fire. A writer just talk about the mountains underneath the sea. Man didn't go down. You say that Bible's not a science book. Everything it says about science is right. The Bible knew air had weight way before science did. Job said the weight of the air. Amen. The Bible knew the life was in the blood way before science did. Leviticus says the life is in the blood. Science finally caught up. Amen. This Bible is right. He's talking about the depths of the sea and the mountains. Amen. But Jonah, God was with him in the belly of the whale. And from all appearance, there's a real good possibility that Jonah died in the whale. It's a real good possibility. You say, I don't believe it. I don't care. Don't make any difference. You wasn't there and I wasn't there. I say 3 days in a belly, well, something happened. If you didn't die, it was a miracle you was alive, okay? So God can bring you from the dead. I mean, you know, we think, well, my, he died. Well, do you not consider a miracle when God made a great feast prepared in Matthew called the whale? He made a great feast to swallow Jonah, and Jonah lived for 3 days. Do you not consider that some kind of miracle? Why would you worry about if he died then? As Christ, amen. A miracle is a miracle. A little miracle or a big miracle is a miracle. So it doesn't make any difference. That's something you thought of. And there's to the depths of hell. It don't change anything. Only thing I'm saying is God was with him. In the bottom of the ocean, in the belly of a well, he was still with him. And then Jonah cried out the theme of the Bible. Salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Hey, and always this thing about really close. Always this thing. That must be one of those modern whales, because as soon as he said that, made him sick and he threw him out. So I always call that one of them modern whales. When Jacob said 155, Jake said 155,000 die every day, I immediately put in my Bible a little note. I wonder how many people die spiritually every day and how many churches die spiritually every day. Churches used to be good. They thought it was to worship the Lord while we come there, not entertain. They used to thought it was about Jesus Christ. It wasn't about numbers. They used to think it was about getting people saved, born again, become a new creature, changing your life. Amen. Not living the same old way. Hey, everybody puts everybody in heaven nowadays. It doesn't work that way. Unless your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you're here and lost, your name has to be in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Salvation had to come in. Grace had to come in. Has already been said. Didn't deserve to be saved. None of us deserve to be saved. No more than the best of us never deserve to be saved, any more than the vile sinner underneath the bridge tonight. None of us deserve. It's all by the grace of God. But I will be with you. He said, I'm going to make you a great nation down there. And I thought that was amazing when the Lord showed me that just a while back, actually, of all these years. He took them down. He assembled a nation out of the 12 tribes. I don't know, of course, God can do anything, but he had them in Egypt for a purpose. He made a nation that was going to stand and stand and stand until they turned away from God, until they rejected the final rejection of Jesus Christ. He made a nation. So he took them down in bondage to make a nation. Sometimes you go through a trial that he may make a better Christian. Sometimes you go this and that. So don't ever look at what God's doing because of the circumstances. Wait till God's finished. Amen. You ever watch somebody building something and you can't tell what it is? Amen. Sometimes artists and they'll start painting, and sometimes you wait till they finish. Amen. Wait till God finishes. So he said, I'm going to make a nation. He took 12 tribes. He made a nation like no other nation. Made from 12 tribes. They kept the genealogy. Amen. Because he said, my son, the one I'm going to send you, he's going to come from the tribe of Judah. Hey, God made a nation. And he made him in Egypt until he brought him out 430 years. He brought him out. Amen. I'll go with you. So when you try to understand God's with you, when you're on the mountaintop, understand God with you. When Paul was in jail and Saul was in jail, God was with them. When all these others and all these trials and trouble, understand God is with you. So it's always good to tell the enemy, hey, he's with me. I might not be able to explain to you where he's at. I might not be able to explain to him what he's doing. I may not be able to understand what the end results are going to be, but I do know this. As last night, I love those John 9:2. He said, how you open your eyes? Can't explain it. Those people that asked him knew 1,000 times more than this man did about the Bible. He didn't know anything about it. And they were going to explain to him all the doctrine, all the theology, and all the lay. He said, don't know a thing about it. But I do know this. Whereas I was blind, now I see. One of my favorite verses. Amen. You might be able to explain to the devil what's going on. Amen. You don't have to. You don't owe him an explanation. You tell yourself, hey, one thing I do know, he is with me. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your love and your mercy, and we thank you, Lord, for your great grace. Pray, God, you may take the message and apply it to our hearts. Lord, that your name would be lifted up and glorified. Lord, if there's any here that are going to the dry places, and God, we've all been there. And Lord, going through things we don't understand, and we've all been there. And Lord, let us know that you're with us. God, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. You'll be with us always, even unto the end of the world. So God, we ask if there's any needs here, and for whatever reason you would give the message, for strength, or you can give a message for a battle next week, next month, next year, next decade. Lord God, so our faith is just to go to the first base. Lord, if we get there, you'll tell us when to go to the second. And Lord, we'll depend upon you. So let us take that first step out on faith. And Lord, we'll depend upon you. We'll know you'll be with us. In thy name we ask, dear Jesus. Amen. 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 Call the good pastor back up. Have a knee of prayer. Amen. Come and pray.